weekly prize. Head to nrl.com/pick'em now, and Shawnee Omrod's on the line. G'day, Shawno.
Beyond 2000. I dead set. That has not entered my brain for at least 25 years.
Yep.
Somehow, Sock needs a cold shower. All this nostalgia, he's completely off the bit.
Oh,
can I throw one at you, see if you remember it? Recovery on ABC Saturday mornings.
Yeah.
It might be one for Brooksy, maybe. It's sort of like a
music
type show.
Yeah, I remember that.
After Rage with Dylan Lewis.
Mm.
That's right, Dylan Lewis. I think it used to be Rage All Night and then followed into Recovery. It used to kick off at like 8 a.m. or something. Yeah. That was a great show. Only went for a few years, but yeah, that brings back some good memories, boys.
Rage was a beauty, wasn't it?
Rage was good, yeah. What Dylan Lewis still alive? Because he looked like he lived a good life while he was partying and music.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Great memories.
Rage.
Rage. What do you got, Shawnee boy?
Rage. Where are we? Let's go to the footy tonight. Massive game. I've heard you've said massive game, huge game, whatever else you want to call it a few times already, but it really is in terms of, well, the Roosters top eight chances. Broncos still fighting it out for top four. Has been a little bit of a push for the Roosters in probably the last 15 minutes. So they were $1.60, now $1.55 in our head-to-head market. Broncos, little drift for them, $2.45 now, and the line has ticked up to that funny little odd number from -4.5 to 5.5. So I was pretty keen to back the Chooks, boys, but I just heard someone might have texted in out in the Blue Mountains saying it's belting down out there, and I've got a little eye on the radar, and it does look pretty wet out west. So I'm just going to hold fire and see if it passes before kickoff, because I don't really like backing minuses when there is a bit of rain, particularly during the game. So I might just sit tight. But if it is dry, I think I want to be with the Chooks, and particularly the Chooks left edge, Shug. Now, I've been waxing lyrical about the Broncos right for most of the week. It is pretty poor defensively. Tony Staggs, 17 tries caused by himself so far this year. Then you go to Cobbo and Reynolds, I think they're 13 apiece as well, and Jordan Ricci, 12. So that they're all lined up and next to each other on that right edge. So it spells a bit of trouble, and I think if there's one team that can sort of work it out and pick holes in a weakness, it's certainly Trent Robinson and the Roosters. So I think if it's dry, I think they're going to be cherry ripe to just peak here tonight, and I'm pretty keen to back them.
Love it. Absolutely love it. Anything else you found?
Well... I heard a little grab from Frankie Boy down there at the Melbourne Storm. It sounds like Xavier Coates is going to play.
Mm.
I know he was named on the extended reserves list. If he plays, I mean, it certainly makes that back line, which I've had some huge sort of concerns over rather for a while, but you chuck him in and he adds a lot of strike power. And the punters have certainly rallied around the Storm. That line is starting to tick up. It was 16.5. It's now another odd number, funny enough, 17.5. But if he's confirmed to be playing, I think there might be a little push for the Melbourne Storm there. They're $1.12 in that game, Titans $6.50. But the later game tomorrow night, I'm all aboard the Manly train at this one. They're $1.80. Has been a little push for them as well, $1.85 into $1.80. Parramatta on the way out, they're even money. I think Manly could be really cherry ripe for a bit of an ambush here after all that kerfuffle last week. You've got to take him on a little bit of trust. But there's no sort of rift in the playing group. But sure, we've said a few times, Desi is the man. He's the coach that you want in a situation like this. I think he can get him firing. So I'm with the Manly Seagulls tomorrow night in a pretty big way.
I reckon, I was saying to Shawnee before, Sock, I reckon Des Hasler has handled this situation as good as anyone possibly could. His press conference.
Amazing,
the way he spoke. Yeah.
Unless you're in the marketing team, you feel pretty safe.
yes. Whack. Ola Kawadu will explode, I think. Shawnee said, I've had a moment of clarity. Is that right, Sean?
I have had a moment of clarity. And a few punters have had a little double. There was a horse called Ola Kawatu running around today. It was backed off the map. And a lot of people are holding doubles tickets. Ola Kawatu, the horse to win, into the big fella to score a try.
Did it win?
Tomorrow night. It did win. It saluted. Oh, so they're halfway there.
That's one of
there.
Sugar's favourites.
No, I said to Brian
like Morgan
off.
Morgan Harper and horses, and you've got the best multis, and you would have loved that.
It popped up on the screen, and I said to Brian and the team here yesterday, I said, I'm going to have the Ola Kawatu double. Ola Kawatu to win, and Ola Kawatu to score a try, and it's bloody one today. Anyway, forgot about it. Yeah, never mind.
What's he paying to score a try? He's usually $2.50, isn't he? He's so short.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the human version tomorrow night, he's $3.05. Just any time.
Really?
Which, that sort of jumps off the screen. Obviously, he didn't play last week. Hopefully, he's got a bit of fire in the belly. Good luck to anyone that stands in front of him, because I'm glad it's them and not me. That is a scary, scary thought.
Moment of clarity too, Shawnee. We've got Luciano Alua coming up just after this. And as you know, they come on the show. We saw it with Reed Marnie recently. They score $3.10 thanks to Sportsbet, the big looch to score, where they're going to win big, aren't they, the Cowboys, Shawnee?
I have a funny feeling the Cowboys might just do a number on my Bulldogs this week. They find a way to get into an arm wrestle early doors, the Cowboys, and then they've got so many points all across the field, and they just blow teams away late. And you know, the Doggies, they've been okay in recent weeks, scoring a few points, but still leaking a few points as well. And I don't think they're going to get the luxury of putting up, you know, 24, 26 points against this Cowboys mob. So then the Cowboys are certainly going to score something around that mid-20, maybe 30 range. And it's hard to say the Doggies, you know, putting up more than maybe, you know, 12 or 14. So I think a big win is in order for the Cowboys, 13 plus for me.
Tapes from the Shire says the young ones. Remember the young ones? Mm. Great show. Great show.
Remember the young ones? Yes. Was that a British TV
show?
Yeah,
who was the main character in that?
I can't really remember that.
Can't you? No. The punk rockers, like the sort of punk-looking dudes. The young ones. That's who was the main character in that? Anyway, we've got to run, Shawnee. Great to chat, mate.
See you later, boys. We'll chat soon.